Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. It's been a while, but we're back. What are we going to be talking about today, Madison?
We are going to be talking about the Whaley House in San Diego.
Okay, I've been to San Diego.
I was going to ask, have you... Guess not. Okay, well, you haven't been to the Whaley House. It's located in Old Town San Diego, and okay. It was built in 1857. Do you know where that is in San Diego?
The Old
Town? Old Town?
Not really. I think I went to the New Town.
Yeah, right. I could see how you get those two confused. Well, in Old Town, if you happen to go by Old Town,
okay.
It's the home of Thomas Whaley and his family. Well, not anymore. They're dead. But it was. And it was. It witnessed more history than any other building in the city.
Okay.
So, a little background information.
How big was the city?
I'm going to assume back then, not big.
Okay.
I don't know anything about
San Diego.
I feel like most cities weren't big.
Yeah, back in 1800s.
When did the population really start kicking off?
1970.
Oh, you know that for a fact?
Oh, it was definitely like recent.
Oh. Well, just assume there wasn't many, apparently, but okay. Made a lot of history that building for them.
No one fact checked that.
No, really. No one fact checked anything wrong. I say. So Thomas Whaley, as a Family Guy, he traveled to California during the California Gold Rush to engage in different business endeavors, to invest in stocks, invest in land, and he met and married his wife, Anna Eloise Delaunay. In 1853.
Obviously, you're not French.
No, because I don't even know if it's French. It could be Delaunay.
Oh my God. It could be Delaney.
It could be Delaney. It could be Anna Louise. Delay. I don't know. But. Met her in 1853.
Okay.
You know? They moved in August 22nd, 1857. After they got, you know, married and all of that, they had 6 children. One of their children died at 18 months, Thomas Jr. And after that happened, a store fire that, like, their general store that was kind of like...
Did they own the store?
Yeah. Okay. It was kind of like part of their source of income. It caught on fire.
Yeah.
They ended up selling the house for a little bit and like going elsewhere and then coming back to it because they just really didn't know how to deal with all that. It was just intense child death, intense fire. They all
intense fire.
They all came back as a family.
Okay.
And their daughter Anna Amelia wed her first cousin Henry.
Okay. Alright.
His last name was also Whaley. And then...
Okay, at least they didn't have to change the name.
No, right. And then Violet was their other daughter.
Okay.
And she was marrying George Bertolacci.
Also not Italian, but
no.
Okay.
He revealed, I guess, a dicey past in an envelope to her. I think it was... I feel like it was mostly, like, affairs and stuff to that effect. But once he revealed whatever he did, Mr. and Mrs. Whaley were not down for him to be a part of the family anymore. So they told Violet, you have to get a divorce. You can't see him anymore. She got super depressed and ended up killing herself with a gun to the chest.
That's the worst because you're going to survive from that. Maybe.
No. We might.
You might. You have a better chance of surviving from that than...
Like, to the head.
Should we have said unaliving?
Maybe.
Are we getting canceled for that?
I don't...
We're only 20-something episodes in.
No, I'm already canceled.
There's some worse stuff we said.
No, I know. I was like, there's some worse stuff that's been edited out. Said. We're just going raw with the footage lately. We're busy, that's why.
Y'all getting unfiltered?
Yeah, no, really, unfiltered pod... Oh, wait, isn't there an unfiltered podcast?
There is. But we're like ghosts unfiltered.
Who's unfiltered?
Zane and Heath.
Hmm. Anyway.
We're coming for him.
We're all from Florida.
Florida. Let's say what I said.
I am. He said represent. So then the other sister, Corinne, her husband broke off the engagement with her because there was too much drama. He was like, listen, your sister died. Her husband was cheating on her. Your other sister's dating her cousin. The baby died. The stuff with the fire. He said, too much drama. We are getting a divorce.
Obviously, yeah.
So due to all of that misfortune, and it all happened within, like, a couple years of each other, they left in 1885 and just left the house abandoned. And then for the next 20 years, like, they all lived other places with their spouses, with their families. Thomas and Anna eventually died of old age, and eventually the remaining kids all moved back to the house. And it became a museum on May 25th, 1960. Oh, okay. And a little before that, the kids lived until an old, like, older age, and they all died in the house. So that house, and in between that, they had a bunch of things at the house. They had court proceedings. They had paperwork. They had, orgies. Legal paperwork, probably.
Parties. Frat parties. Did they SDSU? You already know they ran that.
South Dakota State?
San Diego State. Gosh.
Like, I was like, why South Dakota?
I don't know why your mind went to South Dakota when we're talking about San Diego.
Because I have a South Dakota State.
Oh, my God.
I have an SDSU shirt. From South Dakota. Well, it's not a shirt. I got rid of the shirt.
What was it, like a sweater?
I have a bottle opener.
Can we cut the podcast now?
Right. Regardless, I guess you guys don't care, but the SDS, anyway, San Diego. When were fraternities made?
I feel like they're pretty old.
Yeah. Early 1900s, probably.
Yeah, I would think 1960, or whenever they were using the thing as like a whorehouse, it would be fine. If they used it as a whorehouse.
Like a brothel?
Brothel, maybe.
Don't they still have brothels?
In, like, Europe. I'm like pretty
Amsterdam.
Sure they have. Yeah, Amsterdam's pretty.
Pretty like brothely?
Like, what do you pretty mean? Brothy, actually. Chicken broth.
Not beefy.
You go down the red light district.
You see some red light.
You know, it's funny, in the red light... Going off topic, the red light district. If you go down, okay, so the main strip.
Is it called the red light district?
Because there's literally red lights over, like, the windows.
Why?
Because, okay, so there's, like, this big canal in the middle, and you walk down these two, like, paths, and so there's, like, windows, and these women are just naked in these windows, okay?
Are you being serious?
Yeah, they're naked in these windows, like, trying to get you to, like, come in and, you know, do stuff. So if they're available, the light's going to be on. It's going to be red. If it's off, that means they're unavailable. And then there's, like, little side alleys you can go into. And that's where the more unattractive women are. And the cheaper women.
I'd be a side alley. I'd be a side alley gal.
So, yeah, you go... If you want, like, a cheaper, not as good-looking woman, you just go into the side alleys. If the light's blue, we found out when we went, that means they're transgender.
Wow.
So if they have a blue light, yeah. If they have a blue light and you're into that, then you kind of do that. But they have, like, little photo booths. You know, like, those photo booths you get in to take a picture? They have those, but instead of it taking your picture, you sit in there, and there's, like, a naked person on the bed. And they, like, come up and, like... It's like a real, like, you put your money in, and then they come up and start, like, doing stuff on the bed.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They have an erotic museum that's €7 to get into.
7 years?
Euros.
7 euros. I thought you said it takes 7 years to get into it. I was like, what is it?
No, we went into it. It was definitely interesting.
Like, was it... Did it seem...
A lot of sex. Paintings of sex. Dildos. Vaginas.
Would you go back?
No. Not to the erotic museum or Amsterdam?
The erotic museum. I've heard Amsterdam itself is great.
Yeah. The Erotic Museum, I'd rather, as my friend Chris said, light it on fire, and then actually you get something out of that than giving your 7 years to the Erotic Museum. Rather, light it on fire. Get the warmth from that fire.
Damn.
Then use that to pay.
Imagine someone saying a video or art piece of you having sex is not worth
$7. It's really not worth that. Got some good pictures, though.
Of what? Anyway, it's my personal question.
Anyway, that's my eyes only on Snapchat.
Really. Anyway, add my private Snap.
Follow us on Patreon.
No, could you imagine? It's just unreleased footage of you at the erotic. That's just it.
Just me next to a painting of a vagina. Just
right.
Thumbs
just,
up.
I hate that. I hate that for you. There's like a museum of sex, I think, in New York.
Oh, anything's in New York.
Everything's in New York. They have a museum of ice cream. In New York, they have, like, a selfie museum.
Selfie museum?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it just, like, a bunch of, like, famous people take, like, their selfies?
There's a lot of places like that. I feel like in a lot of bigger cities, there's a lot of places that you can take, like, pictures of, like, they set up a bunch of rooms that are, like, Instagrammable. So that you have...
Oh, I want to do that. Yeah.
That you, like, can, like, go and... Like, a lot of people will, like... bring people with them to take pictures with them of them, or like they'll bring like an outfit change.
That's kind of how Meow Wolf is. Have you ever heard of that?
Is that the one that has like the Omega grocery store
I really like it. When we went to Vegas and we did it, they marked my hand as like underage because they thought my ID was fake. I said
that's right. Crazy actually, because like why does it look fake?
I've seen some fake ID. Like, one of my friends, won't say how I'm associated with him, because I don't want to incriminate him, has a fake. And he showed me his. And literally, like, there's, like, a shadow behind it. Like, it looks extremely bad.
How much did they pay for it?
I have no clue. Like, one of the girls I work with, she has one, and it looks pretty good. But the guy I work with, his is trash.
You have to pay, like, $150 to $200 for, like, a good one.
Did you have a fake?
No, I have, like, a thing with fakes. I feel like they're kind of a waste of money, and I feel like, in my opinion, it's kind of shitty to put someone's job at risk to drink a shitty Angry Orchard at a bar. Sorry.
Are you adding someone right there, or...?
Anybody that has a fake. Like, I mean, if you do it, I don't care. I'm not a narc. I don't... But, like, I just am kind of like, do you really need...
Yeah.
That warm White Claw from behind the McDitton's bar?
Oh, where's...
I'm getting specific, because it's the 18-year-old high school student. Or, like, okay, because what if someone has a fake and they're underage? Like, that's underage.
Typically what...
Underage. What if, like, under 18.
Typically,
you're going to jail.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's typically who has a fake.
No, but I'm saying you're going to jail. So don't recommend that.
I was too cool for drinking, so that's why I didn't have a fake.
I just got it other places. Yeah, it's not hard.
I was just like,
That's what kills me is people act like when they're like, oh, I needed a fake because I needed to drink here. I'm like, it's not hard. There's a bunch of bars that probably will serve you without even carding. Applebee's will serve you without carding you.
That's true. I think drinking is highly overrated.
I agree.
Unpopular opinion. Maybe we'll do another unpopular opinion.
Let's do an entire unpopular opinion. I feel like we could do an entire one about drinking.
I think we should. Because for me, like, I remember I had no, like, intention. And, like, when I did it, it was like, okay.
It's like, really... Like, whatever. Like, I've been drinking for so long.
Yeah, we know you're an alcoholic. I'm just
kidding. Like, gutted. Like, I just... It's not, like, it's a hype anymore. Yeah. It's just kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. No, literally, yeah.
It's,
okay.
It just doesn't make me feel... It just makes me have to pee. I'm just tired.
Oh, yeah, breaking the seal.
Yeah, no, water. When you break the seal is when you really... Especially since I'm not, like, you pay $50 for drinks and then you're not even drunk. So I'm like...
All right, we get it. You're not a lightweight.
Gambled it. Anyway, we'll do a whole other episode.
Stay tuned for our
next... No, really. But to the Whaley House... I don't even really know, to be honest. We went with some sex to drinking to Amsterdam to, yeah, the Whaley House. So all of them, like, there's been heavy footsteps heard in the house. People have seen, like, apparitions of the wife. They've seen apparitions of, like, a crying baby and, like, of the...
Baby died in the house?
Yeah, so, like, the kid that died was...
Oh, the 18-month-old. Yeah.
They had, like, they've seen, like, spottings of the girl, Violet, the one that shot herself, like, mm-hmm. wandering around the house, like a crying, upset. Maybe.
Well, that'd be... I don't want to say that'd be sick, but, like, that'd be...
It's like, have you seen... Did you see Haunting at Hill House?
Should I watch it?
You really should. It's honestly... It's great. It's a great series. But I can't say. Never mind then. Because it will kind of give it away. Okay, well, I guess not, but...
Okay.
Actually, yes, it will. So never mind.
Don't say it then.
But anyway, like, I feel like it's just... Like, they see her wandering around crying. They... sometimes see the the Thomas Whaley, but he doesn't do much. They say just they hear him.
Mm-hmm.
There was a very public, infamous hanging
at the house.
Yeah, of the thief, Yankee Jim Johnson.
Yankee Jim
or Robinson? Johnson. Jim Robinson.
Yankee.
He was hanged on the property, so people see apparitions of like him being hung.
Oh, like The Conjuring.
Yeah, they see that in the field. They see him like walking around and surveying the like area and stuff like that. So like, they say that it's definitely the most haunted place in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
But
I want to go so bad. Now.
I know it's like it's one of the most haunted places in San Diego, but it doesn't sound like any of the ghosts there are like.
Demonic.
Malicious or demonic. It sounds like it's literally just because it's a family that lived there and they just had so much tragedy that, like, there's just a lot.
I'm trying to get, yeah. So
that's happened.
Like, I want to go there, but that doesn't sound like the place I'm going to get, like, thrown around.
No, and, like, places like that, like, if I'm going to travel that far, because obviously
I might as well get
I want to go somewhere that like I know I'm gonna have some activity, like I'm gonna see something.
Kato's
maybe.
Shout out to Kate for her house
being haunted. Could you imagine she just gets thrown through the window? I'm more so because like the babies and kids are crazy. I saw like a video today of a kid who like kept saying that there was like some man in his room, like the hanging man or something, and like drew a picture of him, like just crazy stuff.
I think we should like adopt a dog and bring it to Kate's house just for the investigation and then like return it.
Why?
Because aren't dogs and babies supposed to be like all knowing?
She has a baby. Can I just walk around with the baby? And she has dogs. Can I just walk
around? Oh, does she have a dog?
She's two.
Oh, okay, then yeah. We don't need a dog.
I was about to say, they're apparently just ass dogs or dogs.
Hey, you know what?
Maybe. But, yeah, no, babies and dogs, because they don't know they can't... Well, dogs don't know, they can't tell the difference, and babies...
You're basically saying dogs are stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
You also say babies are stupid.
Yeah. And, I'll tell the baby it's stupid. But, like, also, like, babies don't know they can't see that. Even kids in general don't know that they can't see.
So when do you, like, at what age do you know you can't see that?
So heaven is allegedly only supposed to be 3 feet off the ground. So
midgets.
I feel like when you, well, midgets.
3 feet off the ground.
I think to have to be like a legal like little person is like
midget, short person.
Four? Are you just saying slurs? Is it 4'11", 4'10"?
Is that legal midget?
4'10" or 4'9" maybe.
Is the person a legal midget?
No. No.
Okay.
They're not.
Are you sure about that?
I promise you they're not.
Are you sure about that?
I pinky... Just hear my shoulder crack.
Yeah. It's the ghost coming and be like, yeah.
No, really. No, I pinky promise you they are not.
I'm going to have to fact check that.
You just go up with a measuring tape. Use it. Anyway. Yeah.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, no. They are... fine. But... So I feel like it's because... they can kind of see what's happening.
At a lower plane?
Yeah. And I feel like once you get a little, like, older and you're more aware of, like, what you're... like, because I feel like once you become, like, older, no matter how sheltered you are, I feel like you become more aware of, like, the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, of what you are supposed to see and what you're not supposed to see.
Okay.
Like, I feel like once they get to probably, like, 7 or 8. It's like with, like, Santa Claus or anything. Like,
okay.
I feel like it's when they get to 7 or 8, they're just kind of like, oh, like, you know, like, if they see their, like, parent watching, like, a scary movie, it's like, oh, I know they're not supposed to be there.
Okay.
You know?
I feel that. You just kind of, yeah, grow up.
Yeah.
Grow a pair.
Yeah. Grow some balls.
All right. I didn't say
take
like
on a
that.
Ghost.
But yeah, so I'm trying to, I don't know, I want to go somewhere that's like, I feel like Savannah, Georgia would be pretty good.
I'm going in October.
Okay.
How do I bother?
Maybe like, I don't know, I feel like the Northeast is pretty content, like Connecticut area, Rhode Island.
It gets spooky in the cold, I guess. But like, yeah, it's a lot of...
I wouldn't mind going, like, to the Midwest, like, Chicago area, because I feel like they have, like, gangster ghosts.
They have gangster
like
ghosts,
like, mobster
sure.
ghosts, you know?
New York, I feel like it's, like, murder ghosts.
Yeah.
What murder?
Like, Amityville kind of ghost. And then, like, West Coast, I feel, has, like, minor ghosts.
West Coast, I feel like, are, West like, cool. weenie ghosts.
Weenie ghosts?
Yeah. What do you mean, like I feel ghosts? Like they're just, like, they're usually, I don't want to say weenies, like but they're bitches? Not usually, like, demons. They're, like... Like, they're, like, families. Or they're, like, I feel like most, like, Alcatraz, it's, like, prisoners. Like, I feel like it's not,
those
like,
are
someone...
monster
yeah, but people. I feel like it's not, like, someone getting, like, inhabited by, like, a...
Spirit. Like, in Connecticut, Conjuring.
Right.
Okay. I can understand that. I kind of want to go to the, not the Midwest, but, like, wherever you'd call, like, Colorado area. You know, I know you're a little geographically not there.
I don't even know really where Colorado is. I'm going to be so honest with you.
She said, I thought Colorado was in the Northeast.
I said, I thought Colorado was in the corner. I don't know what to tell you. I know, like, the borders. Okay. I could probably roughly draw a United States map. Like, don't take me on any quiz, like, game shows or anything. But like,
you're definitely not gonna be my phone a friend, kind
of. I am great at Jeopardy. Depending on the topic, it just has to be very specific.
It's gonna be geography. It's literally the last question. They're gonna be like, "Hey, you have one lifeline. Do you want to use it?" I'm like, "Who is it?" And they're gonna be like, "Madison McDonald." I'll be like, "Nope."
He said, "Honestly, I'd rather just lose $1 million flashing in front of my face."
Like, I'd rather this be on me than just.
No, I know, because I would end up giving a dumbass answer.
Be like, "Where's Florida?" Northeast, Southeast, Southwest, or Northwest. And you'd be like...
I mean, woman, technically the Southwest part of the chapter at work, and that doesn't sound right.
You're like, why is my mind going to the middle of the country? Not even an
answer. I'm going to be like, why is my mind going to Iowa?
Yeah. Like, not even on, an answer.
I'd be like, aren't we all from Iowa at some point?
Didn't humankind, originate from Iowa?
I just gaslight the entire audience.
They turn
honest.
Off the phone right now. I'd be like, I'm so sorry for
her. You'd be like, honestly, cut it. Yeah. Just cut it. I have a better friend, I promise.
Like, honestly, just don't air this episode.
No, honestly, though. I feel like I would love to thrive on Jeopardy, but sometimes they, on like, some of the questions, I feel like I know it and they should know it and they don't.
Do you actually know the question? Or
yeah.
Like the answer?
Like, I'll know the answer and they'll be like, and I'm like, wow.
It's like, what was Taylor Swift's third album?
No, I swear to God. It's literally like, what's Jay-Z's album that Run This Town was on? I said, well, like, that I got. And I'm like, that's embarrassing. They don't know it.
Yeah, you know, it's like, where's the city of Tampa located? In what state? You're like, the fuck if I know.
And I care why. I'm here, aren't I?
Oh my gosh. I think we should do, when this thing pops off, I think we should do, a Family Feud type of thing.
I think we, what if we each picked, a group of people, a group of friends to do it?
All right, you and Marissa, I got y'all.
Me and Marissa would, I don't even, destroy you. There would be no, no.
Except for the Jeopardy, or the geography question.
She knows where she's at, I'm sure.
Does she really?
I'm sure she might.
Get a couple
I
drinks
we'll
in her. She's
out.
Gonna.
You don't get Jake, because Jake knows. I feel like every Jake. White man knows everything about geography and history. I feel like that's just in their code of conduct.
Okay, it's the bro code, actually. to make sure you pay attention to
fan history.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me when the World War was.
Which one? Any of them. I was going to say there's a couple of them.
Any of them? Pick one. Tell me when it was.
1941.
Boy, I wish I could tell you if that was correct. I'm sure it is.
Don't fact check that.
He said, honestly, don't know if it's correct.
I'm pretty sure it's 1941. Pretty positive, actually. That's when it started. World War II. World War I, probably like 1914, 1915, 1912, maybe. I don't know why that number is thrown out there, but
isn't that when like not the rapture, the overture?
That's when NWA
isn't
started.
That an overture of 1912.
Sure. That's when the Titanic sunk. 1912.
I thought it was like 1906. Maybe it was 1912.
Yeah,
I think it was. Or April 6th, maybe.
Oh. Bad geography, you knew the actual date.
Let's see.
April 6th, 1912.
I feel like it happened in April. Let me see.
You have a weird ass feeling.
Titanic sink date.
Sink date.
Oh, 1912, April 15th. I was close. It was in April.
I was on the dot, though, for 1912.
Damn.
Damn.
You hate to see it.
I want to do one of those. Okay, this thing's not really bad, but I want to do one of those simulations of it. You know what I'm talking about? Where you can go to like the Titanic Museum, and you can like feel how cold the water was.
Oh, I've done that at the Wonderworks house. It was cold.
I would think so. But, like, and you like they simulate like what it would look like if you're like in the hallway and the water comes in and everything like that.
Yeah. I went to, like, the museum. They had one in St. Pete.
The St. Pete?
Yeah.
Like, 40 minutes on the road kind of St. Pete?
They had, like, a huge Titanic, like, replica-type museum that they gave you a ticket of somebody who was actually on the Titanic, and when you get to the end of it, it tells you if they lived or died.
Did your person die or live?
No, she passed. She passed on. But you hate to see it. Good museum if it comes back, though.
Okay.
But I have to be at work in 4 minutes, so we're going to wrap
this. Oh, do you really? Okay, go ahead. Yeah, yeah,
I
still
have to go get Starbucks. Sorry, guys. But thank you for listening today to about the Whaley House. Did you enjoy our talk about erotica, museum, and everything else?
Literally everything.
Make sure to subscribe to us on TikTok,
anywhere,
Instagram,
everywhere.
Actually anywhere you could find us.
Just type
subscribe,
in send
us a holler, and
oh yeah, DM us.
Yeah, DM us
anything.
I'll
respond.
Hate comments, we deserve them probably.
I'll roast you if you send a hate comment.
I'm gonna get a hate comment from you probably. That's about it. But we will see you guys next time. Bye.